Hi. This podcast is the third part of cybersecurity interview questions. It will take you through some frequently asked questions and answers you must prepare for your next interview. Question 41. What is the difference between symmetric and asymmetric encryption? Answer. Symmetric encryption uses a single key for encrypting and decrypting the data. It is faster but requires secure key distribution. Asymmetric encryption uses a pair of keys, a public key for encryption and a private key for decryption. It also provides secure key exchange but is slower due to the complexity of the encryption algorithms. Question 42. What is Secure Sockets Layer, Transport Layer Security, SSL, TLS? Answer. SSL, TLS is a cryptographic protocol that offers secure communication over a network, usually the internet. It ensures data confidentiality, integrity, and authenticity between client-server applications. SSL, TLS is commonly used for securing web traffic, HTTPS, and other network protocols. Question 43. What are security best practices for password management? Answer. Security best practices for password management include using strong, complex passwords, avoiding password reuse, enabling multi-factor authentication, regularly updating passwords, and securely storing passwords using techniques like hashing and salting. Question 44. What is a public key infrastructure, PKI? Answer. Public key infrastructure is a system of hardware, software, policies, and procedures used to manage digital certificates and public key encryption. It provides a framework for secure communication, authentication, and encryption using public and private key pairs. Question 45. What is the concept of zero trust security? Answer. Zero trust security is an approach that assumes no trust by default, regardless of whether a user is inside or outside the network periphery. It requires strict access controls, continuous verification, and micro-segmentation to protect against insider threats and unauthorized access. Question 46. What is the role of a security engineer? Answer. A security engineer designs, implements, and manages security systems, controls, and technologies to protect an organization's assets. They work to identify vulnerabilities, develop security solutions, and ensure compliance with security policies and standards. Question 47. What are the common types of malware? Answer. Common types of malware include viruses, ransomware, trojans, worms, spyware, adware, and botnets. Each type of malware has its own features and malicious objectives, such as data theft, system disruption, or unauthorized access. Question 48. What is the difference between black box and white box testing? Answer. Black box testing is a testing technique where the tester has no prior knowledge of the internal workings of the system being tested. It focuses on validating inputs and outputs without considering the internal implementation. White box testing, on the other hand, involves testing the internal structure and logic of the system, including code level testing and examining internal components. Question 49. What is the concept of secure coding practices? Answer. Secure coding practices involve following coding guidelines and principles to develop software that is resistant to vulnerabilities and attacks. It includes practices such as input validation, output encoding, secure error handling, and protection against common coding vulnerabilities like injection attacks and buffer overflows. Question 50. What is the principle of defense in breadth? Answer. The principle of defense in breadth, also known as layered security, emphasizes the use of multiple security controls and measures at different layers of the technology stack. It aims to provide redundant and overlapping protection to increase the overall resilience and effectiveness of the security posture. Question 51. What is the difference between a vulnerability and an exploit? Answer. A vulnerability is a weakness or flaw in a system or network that attackers can exploit. An exploit, on the other hand, is a piece of code or technique used to take advantage of a vulnerability and compromise the security of the system. Question 52. What is the concept of least privilege in access control? Answer. The concept of least privilege in access control means granting users or processes only the minimum privileges necessary to perform their authorized tasks. It helps minimize the potential impact of compromised accounts and reduces the risk of unauthorized access or misuse of privileges. Question 53. What is a Security Incident Response Team, SIRT? Answer. A Security Incident Response Team, also known as a Computer Security Incident Response Team, CSIRT, is a group of professionals responsible for responding to and managing security incidents within an organization. The team typically includes incident responders, forensic analysts, and other specialists. Question 54. What is a software patch? Answer. A software patch is a piece of code designed to update, fix, or improve a software application or system. It typically addresses security vulnerabilities, software bugs, or adds new features. Patches are released by software vendors to keep their products up to date and secure. Question 55. What is a Secure Development Lifecycle, SDLC? Answer. A Secure Development Lifecycle is an approach to software development that integrates security considerations and practices throughout the entire development process. It ensures that security is built into the software from the initial design phase to deployment and maintenance, reducing the risk of vulnerabilities and security issues. Question 56. What is the role of a Chief Information Security Officer, CISO? Answer. A Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, is a senior executive responsible for overseeing an organization's information security program. They help develop and implement security strategies, policies, and procedures, manage security incidents, and ensure compliance with applicable regulations and standards. Question 57. What is a security audit? Answer. A security audit is a systematic evaluation and assessment of an organization's security controls, policies, and practices. It involves reviewing security measures, conducting vulnerability assessments, and identifying areas of improvement to enhance the overall security posture. Question 58. What is the concept of data leakage? Answer. Data leakage, also known as data exfiltration, refers to the unauthorized or unintentional exposure, transmission, or loss of sensitive or confidential data. It can occur through various channels, such as email, removable storage devices, cloud services, or insider threats. Question 59. What is the role of encryption in data transmission? Answer. Encryption plays a crucial role in securing data during transmission. It ensures that even if intercepted by unauthorized individuals, the data remains unreadable and protected. Secure protocols like SSL, TLS use encryption to establish secure communication channels over networks. Question 60. What is the principle of separation of duties? Answer. The principle of separation of duties requires dividing critical tasks and responsibilities among multiple individuals to prevent fraud, errors, and unauthorized actions. It ensures that no single person has complete control or authority over a process, reducing the risk of misuse or abuse. Thank you for listening to our podcast.